The DuPont Cavalcade of America sends Christmas greetings. This is Bill Hamilton. Once again, as is our custom during the Christmas season, Cavalcade presents the DuPont Chorus. This Yuletide program comes to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. And tonight, our chorus, 127 men and women of the DuPont Company, directed by Frank J. Clark, Jr., send you the best wishes of the season from DuPont with a program of Christmas carols. Later in this program, Mr. Crawford H. Greenwald, president of the DuPont Company, will speak. The DuPont Chorus begins its program with the joyous fanfare for Christmas Day. Christmas carols come to us from the hearts of people all over the world. The men and women who are singing these carols for you tonight work in the DuPont laboratories, DuPont offices, and DuPont plants. A cross-section of the company which brings you better things for better living through chemistry. We hear the DuPont chorus now in the familiar and one of the loveliest of Christmas carols, Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. In the Russian church, choirs of marvelous voices sing this carol in different harmony and in a different tongue. But the age-old story is known to all of us. For tonight is born in Bethlehem, in manger lowly, a kingly child, who is Christ the Lord. The DuPont Chorus now brings you three Christmas spirituals, reflecting the wonder and simplicity of faith. The first, Behold That Star. Spiritual from the island of St. Helena off the coast of South Carolina. The beautiful miracle of Christmas. Mary had a baby.
Mary had a baby.
Finally, a a spiritual announcing good tidings of great joy from Bethlehem. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
You're listening to the Cavalcade of America, presenting the DuPont Chorus in a program of Christmas carols coming to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. And now we're to hear from Mr. Crawford H. Greenwalt, president of the DuPont Company. Mr. Greenwalt.
Once again, this Christmas broadcast gives me an opportunity to talk with the many friends of the DuPont Company, and especially with the 75,000 men and women who make up our immediate family. Their teamwork, skill, and loyalty have resulted in an increasing output of our products. And in that measure, they have contributed to a stronger, better America. Together, they are DuPont, and the company's achievements are their achievements. With sincere appreciation, I thank them. The contribution of these men and women does not end with the work they devote to products for our better living. They have contributed to the American tradition. They demonstrate each working day the basic American principle of freedom of choice. No one forces them to do their jobs. They choose to be a part of our company by their own free will. They can and they do get recognition in proportion to their abilities and their efforts. This same freedom of choice extends to the saver, the investor. He is free to invest his money in any business in which he has confidence, and to take it out if the enterprise forfeits that confidence. Freedom of choice extends to business managers, for they may choose which projects they will develop and how they may best apply the resources in technical skills, equipment, and money entrusted to their care. Freedom of choice extends to the customer in the store, who finally determines the success and size of any enterprise by his or her choice of competing products. As part of my Christmas greeting to you, I express the hope that this may always be so, that here in America we will never be told, this you must do, this you must not. May we always have the opportunity to choose our jobs, the things we buy, the way we live, think, speak out, and worship. That precious gift is our heritage as free Americans. Let us so cherish freedom that the peoples of all the world will come to value it, and so someday will share in their own lands its opportunities and its rewards. A Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Mr. Greenwald. The Cavalcade of America continues this special Christmas program as the DuPont Chorus sings the first Christmas candle, dedicated to that age-old symbol of faith, the candle in the window.
God placed a candle in the window of heaven 2,000 years ago. to guide the shepherds to Bethlehem, up from the valley below. The wise men, riding from the east, beheld its gleam afar and hastened to the sacred spot above which shone the star. Then from the heavens a song rang out and echoed o'er the plain. Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to men. The shepherds knelt in wondering awe, the holy babe to greet. The wise men laid their costly gifts before his blessed feet. The angels ceased their caroling and hovered o'er the stall, for in that tiny babe they saw the Christ, the Lord of all. They knew a brighter day had dawned when Mary's child was born, that light for all mankind had come with that first Christmas morn. Then, from the window of every home, let candles pour their light to celebrate the birth of him who came to earth that night. Let Christmas carols fill the air and every heart rejoice that Christ is born in Bethlehem. Proclaim with mighty voice. And may the light of that first candle glow in every soul, that faith and goodwill may abound in a peaceful world made whole.
Gaiety in the holiday season has been captured in many merry carols, two of which tell of rollicking sleigh rides through the winter countryside. And the first, the sleigh.
Onward through the night, hey, I,
Now our chorus presents an unusual arrangement of a very familiar Yuletide carol, Jingle Bells. To complete this special holiday program, the DuPont Chorus turns to the great traditional Christmas oratorio, Handel's The Messiah. We hear the Hallelujah Chorus. As we listen to the peaceful strains of Silent Night, we hope that you at home, from coast to coast, have sung along with us, if not in voice, then in your hearts. This has been the DuPont Cavalcade of America's presentation of the DuPont Chorus, sending Christmas greetings to you from the stage of the Playhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. The DuPont Chorus of 127 voices is under the direction of Frank J. Clark, Jr. This is the fourth year the DuPont Chorus has been heard Christmas week on our nationwide Cavalcade broadcast. And we hope you've enjoyed these carols with their words of inspiration and good tidings as the expression of heartfelt Christmas greetings from the men and women of the DuPont Company. We invite you to listen next Tuesday night when Cavalcade presents Lowell Thomas and Gene Lockhart in a warm-hearted story of a man, his business, and good neighbors. This is Bill Hamilton bidding you good night and wishing for each of you a very Merry Christmas.
Stay tuned for the Baby Snooks Show, followed by Bob Hope on NBC.